If everyone could be kind and welcome Emily into the class. She is a French exchange student, so please be patient and kind. Emily, if you take that seat next to him there by the window, there's already a book and pencil for you. Today is a nice, easy day. Open your books to page 112 and talk among yourselves. I will be back shortly. Be friendly, all right? Excuse me now.
Hello there. I am Emily. Sorry, is it okay if we share the book? I'm afraid I don't have anything with me. It's my first day and all I really brought was this silly plushie. I couldn't think to do better as I was so nervous. It's nice to meet you. You seem quite friendly, if I do say so. Oh, if it's not weird. I hope we can become friends, if that's not too forward for you. I kind of doubt myself quite often. I really had to study hard before this exchange. My mother, she thought it would be good for my confidence to thrust me into something completely new and unfamiliar territory. I believe you guys, see? I have done well so far, but I feel like I'm ready to burst. Sorry, I keep complaining. Maybe we should do some work together so we don't get in trouble. Maybe I should confess. My speaking is much better than my spelling, so my notes aren't going to look pleasant, I guess is how you would say it. What are we learning about? Oh, English class. Well, isn't that ironic for someone like me to join in at this time? I was worried about not starting at the same time as everyone else and that it would be too much for me to make it. I was very dazed? I am unsure how to say it. I was very flustered this morning. I woke up very late. I just threw on my clothes, forgot my backpack at the door and picked up my plushie. Before I knew it, I was walking with the principal to this classroom with a big obnoxious plushie in hand. Might as well own it, though. Maybe what I really wanted was comfort before coming here, rather than taking my backpack. Oh, a fancy metaphor. How relevant, don't you think? But what about yourself? I have talked away so much. I do apologize. Talk of yourself. S'il te plaît. Oh, really? Interesting. Nice. Well, what about your interests, though? What kind of stuff do you like? I can relate to you on that account. Too tired to do anything at the end of the day. Is this where I mention how amazing napping is now or later? I come from the south of France, where it can get quite incredibly hot and very uncomfortable. It is common after midday or your lunch to have a little nap or siesta. It is a Spanish word, so my pronunciation might not be very accurate. It's honestly the best just sleeping off, dozing off, I think you say, with a fan going around and around, and there's a faint hint of white noise in the background. Maybe a TV in another room as you slowly fade into sleep. I will definitely nap well after today, though. I feel exhausted already, and the day's just started. I get to go home at lunchtime, though, as it's just a half day for my first time here. I hope we can become friends, if that's alright with you. I know it's a bit direct to say it out loud, but, well, I feel like you're a great listener, and you have been very kind to me already. If it's not out of the question, can we be friends? Yay. Thank you so much. I feel so relieved already. I was so worried that maybe no one would want to talk to me because of my accent or, well, how I talk, but you seem kind of shy if I say so myself. That or I really have not let you speak at all. Désolé. It is not my intent, but well, if you are quiet, we are going to be quite the match. Wait, no, pair. I think match means boyfriend and girlfriend, which is... never mind, I'm just being silly. Oh, yes, please, I would like that very much. I really do not mean to be a bother. If it's too annoying, or I don't know the world, then please don't hesitate to say. No, it's okay, I made a mistake, but I want my notes to be all cute, so of course I use highlighters. Why not I make your notebook cute as well? You can doodle on the front page, you know. It does belong to you after all. You can do with it as you please. Within reason, of course. No point in destroying what belongs to you. Oh, what does that say about you as a person? Oh my. Oh well, maybe I can write on your book? Just in the corner. Yeah. Ta-da! Well, back to work. I'm sure I can wear you down over time and do lots of doodles on your book like mine. I think it's good to be creative like that, but that's just my thoughts, so maybe you secretly agree with me. That it's better to get your ideas out into the world. Are you a thinker? You kind of strike me as one, actually. Constantly thinking and making scenarios in your head, but have you yet to write one down? No, I didn't think so. Okay, we must focus. Everyone else must be very far in the book compared to us. Then again, I can just blame you because you're so fun to talk to. To say focus in French, you say concentré. So, monsieur, concentré pour moi. Wait, why are you laughing? Attends, pourquoi tu rigoles? J'espère que tes mots froids de moi. Je ne peux pas être ici, monsieur. Offrez-moi à l'eau que t'es ici, mignon. Tu n'es vraiment pas honteux, tu sais. Des hontés, pourtant, à un fili timide et un innocent, comme moi, à un moment comme ceci. Ok, ton est matigo. Ok, ton lit est mon dégueu. Il m'a donné un vrai de rire aussi. Nous rentrons des problèmes si on continue. Mais je n'ai pas pour m'entendre. D'où est-ce ma honte? T'es chaudée, il y a trop de ça.
What on earth is all the noise? I am shocked to say this, but you two in detention at lunch. Now I suggest you get back to work.
Oh. Serious?